Simpson's lawyers have decided to skip hearings on DNA evidence and go right to trial. Asked why they did this, the lawyers replied, "We want to get O.J. acquitted as speedily as possible so he can get back to doing what he does best, killing people." Well, let's get to O.J. O.J. Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind O.J. of how much more killing he still has to do.
So,
fucking Norm.
The reason I chose those two, man, is one, there's a commonality here with our show and Norm, is that you both used to work for NBC.
Way back when, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was told by the NBC, not an exec, the exec.
Oh, the exec, the guy of NBC.
The guy. He was told to stop making OJ jokes because OJ was a personal friend of his.
Oh.
So that next week, he went on, you know, he did the weekend update for Saturday Night Live, yep, I think for like a year only because of this. And that whole segment was only OJ jokes.
For the weekend update.
Yeah. And those were two of that series. And so he was promptly canceled and fired because of that.
But he must have forgotten that the N in NBC was fucking Norm Macdonald.
Exactly, doggy. So, just a tribute to Norm. He's one of my, if you guys think you're not familiar with his work, you are by way of just listening to this podcast. I've done a lot of tributes to him and manipulated some of his jokes just to pay respect. So you do know Norm. You know, rest in peace. Thought it was pretty, you know, as a comic, as trying to be a comic.
Yeah. No, you are a comic, sir.
Thanks, bro.
You make me laugh.
Thank you, my man.
And as we learned from Norm, as long as you think it's funny.
That's all it is. He actually was known for not giving a fuck about how the audience felt. Nice. He goes, "I'm there trying to make you laugh. If you don't laugh, you're kind of the asshole." Like, I've worked on this shit all day long.
This was gold.
But the way he handled it, you know, of course, we all know now that he passed away of cancer.
Yeah.
And it was a thing in the community that he never told anyone. And being a comic staring down the barrel of the same shotgun.
Yeah.
It is I don't think you can get laughs if people are worried about you.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. They'll give you like the sympathy laugh. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And he didn't want that bullshit. So he kept it quiet. Rest in peace, Norm. We miss you, man.
Yeah.
Did we cue anything up?
Trying.
I could sing it. Nuisance. Oh, yeah. It was loud.
There we go.
All right. Welcome to the show, guys.
I don't give a fuck. Norm Macdonald style.
Has this shit fell off the rails yet?
Social nuisance podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Social nuisance.
Oh yeah, what the fuck is up?
Yeah, social nuisance podcast.
Pound Town.
Hell yeah, motherfucking Pound Town. Welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insights, opinions, questions, and otherwise kicking your face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping $1 in the Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name's Imagine, and joining me as always, the only other person that could probably secondly open from the third, fifth bottom under the 10th person of the comedy bill.
I think so.
Opening for Norm Macdonald.
I could do that.
Motion.
I could kill it.
How you doing, man?
I would do his jokes in front of him just so that he wouldn't he'd have no more material. I go, "Nobody laughed. That was your shit. Good luck, bro."
I think that's something that he would appreciate.
Yeah. That used to be there was a show, I can't remember where it was. I think it was somewhere on the East Coast, but that was the gig that you had to close with the next comic's bit so that comic didn't know the bit.
Uh-huh.
But if it was in their agenda for the night, mm-hmm. they were fucked. You just took their material.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one in the audience knew that.
Yeah.
So it was like literally you do your, say, I don't know if it's 5-minute sets, you do your 3.5 minutes and your last minute and a half would be the next guy's shit. And then he'd be in the back panicking like, oh, I was going to open with that. Fuck. You know?
That was my go-to.
That's what I was going to start with.
Oh, man. But yeah, life is good, man. So it's on the verge, on the cusp, if yes. you will, of my birthday. I've gotten yeah. feedback. Hey,
we're right there.
Imagine, don't burp on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
but am I allowed to?
I don't know.
Or is it just don't like burps on the podcast?
From what I've heard.
It's burps on the podcast. But you got to follow it up with a line. Like when I go semen, sorry. That makes it funny.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways.
I'm sure it's not cool. I think it's hilarious. Only on the... In real life, like if like our listeners were here, I would like try to muzzle it or yeah. like go to the other room.
But you're throwing the microphone.
I want you to be at a stop sign. I want you to be at a stop sign, like laughing about some retarded shit that I said or being educated by some intelligent shit you said.
Yeah.
And then just... Rah! And then, like, look around, like, and then people are like, what the fuck? Did that bitch just fucking burp like that? How belch? Is that the word?
Yeah, belch.
Oh, my
belch.
God. The other day, dude.
Air vomit? Is that
this,
a thing?
Sure. This female belched so loud, I instantly got aroused. It was weird. It's the weirdest thing I ever saw.
Thank you, madam. That was quite impressive.
Yes. Now I can't stand up.
Yeah. So we're on the cusp of my birthday. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about
it. Is it Monday?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
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 Sunday. Sunday's all yeah. tickets sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
Why the fuck are we doing this commercial?
I don't know.
All right.
So that's cool. I'm excited for that.
Hell yeah, man.
Birthday month.
What are you going to be, a stunning 36?
Stunning, and I was thinking of a shimmering horse right now at the back of my head.
Oh.
I don't know why, but that's stunning.
I could change that horse. Watch this. Ready? Whatever you do, don't think about this. A pink elephant. Stop. You see?
I'm thinking of a heffalump.
A heffalump?
Yeah, that's
only that's pretty close.
Pink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough. Yeah, it's going to be 36. And it kind of hit me. I was like, holy shit, I'm close to 40.
Oh, dog, 36 does that.
I was like, fuck. Holy, like, it hits you. It hits different when you're, you know, okay, so I'm going through the phases of my life. I'm like, okay, I'm a teenager. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. I know everything.
Yeah, angst.
And then you're young 20s. Oh, you're horny. Like, oh shit, welcome to the real world.
Banging
but you
bitches,
know, fuck
bills.
It. Yeah, exactly. I still got it. I
renting
still got
a car.
It.
You can rent a car.
Get to your mid 20s mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, you're not really young anymore.
No, car insurance goes down.
And responsibility is kind of sneaking up on you.
Yep,
you
is.
Don't know how to take it. You're like, you know what? Fuck all this. And then you start going, I had a quarter life crisis.
A quarter life?
I had a quarter life crisis.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with myself, so I made a lot of bad decisions.
Oh, my whole life has been a quarter life crisis, apparently. I didn't know that was a phase.
Yeah, for me, it was a phase.
It's my bill ticket.
Let me know when you're done.
All right.
So when you get out of the phase, let's review. Review and recap.
You hit late 20s.
So I hit my late 20s. Right. I finally got out of the fucking thing. I'm in my 30s now. I'm like, okay, cool. I feel like I've seen some shit. Uh-huh. I'm wise.
Yeah.
I am wiser now.
Yeah.
So I'm in my 30s. You know, got married, have a kid, got a house.
Yep.
Change careers.
Yep.
I feel like an adult.
Yeah.
And it harkens back to that meme of,
I mean, you
like,
come off as an adult.
Thanks, man.
I feel very adult. Not me adulty, but I feel very adulty off you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think what I need
except
now,
you do have a little calic right now hanging out.
Thank you. That's forever. I feel like what I need to complete this metamorphosis is some white New Balances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and some dad shorts and, you know, that the whole nine, and then my transformation will be complete.
Yeah, and then you got to mow the yard with one of those dumb fucking hats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those giant, like, wicker.
Yeah, like if you work outside all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not that you do or don't. Just
Here's the fucked up shit.
You do.
I saw that shit at a gas station, and I was like,
I could use one.
Yeah.
I actually had bought one with the California flag on it, thinking I'd wear it in Vegas, and then we took it to Vegas, and I was just like, this is stupid.
I'm not gonna wear this
this
shit.
Is a white man's sombrero.
But I was like, oh fuck, that'd be actually really helpful. I'm actually working in the yard. Wow. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so now early 30s, I'm in my mid 30s, and I feel like an adult. And now that I'm hanging around people in their young 20s, I'm like, fuck, I am definitely not young
and
anymore.
All right, so I never understood this. I would hear older people talk about, like, how the fuck could you date a 20-year-old? Like,
oh, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I would go,
I'm walking with you. Continue.
Easily. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I could easily, like, a fucking bad bitch 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But now I'm at the age where I was just like, no, you're right. They're retarded. Every single one of them. Retarded.
Just shh.
Yeah.
This is what the paper bag comes in for.
But even then, they're not good at fucking.
That's
like,
also true.
Yeah, you know? They were good when you were 20, but it turns out you sucked when you were 20. You know? Like, you guys were matching levels.
You just didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. This is not.
So now I hit my mid-30s, and I'm going to be 36.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just kind of curious.
What?
I'm a little taken aback. Like, holy fuck, there really is no going back. Holy fuck, dude.
Drake was right.
Yeah.
YOLO.
YOLO. And I feel it now, and it's kind of a weird feeling of a little bit, not necessarily fear, but I guess awareness of my mortality, I suppose.
Yeah. And I really need you to embrace that.
Yeah.
Because for now on, when shit breaks, it doesn't exactly heal.
Well, that's the thing. I got a fucked up tooth in the back. It's decaying like a motherfucker. Uh-huh. I really got to just take it out.
Just get it,
I got to get some, just, you know, pliers. And
no, don't do it like that.
No, like that. Like, no. Like Nev Campbell and that one sexy ass scene.
I might be the toughest dude you know, but I would not fucking.
Wild things.
I don't do home dentistry.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Draw the line. Okay, well, anyways, I got to get the fucking thing taken out.
Yeah, you got to get it taken out.
And I'm like, fuck, man, I got to take care of my teeth because
that's
all I got.
Yep. And they're the only, for 30 years, they're the only ones you've got.
Yeah.
But now it hits you.
Yeah, now it really hits. Like,
I remember,
fuck.
I know my mom and my age gap because I remember at my age where she was just like, take care of your fucking teeth, take care of your teeth. And I remember that. It was like, it didn't exist when I was younger. It was just this point where she beat it into me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm talking to Vinny like, hey, did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth, Vin? Vin, did you brush your teeth? Like, I realized, I go, oh, I'm at the age where my mom was when, you know. But Vinny's much older because I had him much younger.
I think that I
try not to.
Probably, first and foremost, try not to think anymore.
Phase that out.
I think I need to keep consciousness of any direction that I go in and, you know, how I approach life now.
Yeah.
Especially physically. But it's weird to be having that awareness of my mortality and kind of like, oh, fuck.
So you know what's something that scares me that I haven't had to think about in a long time?
What's that?
Well, I don't know. I guess I probably should have been thinking about it. all right. So now that I'm like back out there, I have a hyper awareness of like STDs.
Ah.
Yeah, man. I don't remember being really aware of those in my 20s.
I was mindful.
I mean, I knew they existed.
I mean, I wrapped it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
That's what they told me to do.
Yeah.
Halfway through, you're like, oh, well, wait. I forgot to wrap this.
I actually do it the other way.
Oh. Do the stealthing thing?
No. I don't do that. I don't like, I don't like make her think I wrapped it and take. No, wait. No, what I meant was, yeah, halfway through, I'll be raw.
Yeah.
And then I'll go like, oh, this doesn't smell as good as I thought it smelled. You know what I mean? You're going to hate me for this, but I got to piss.
Okay. Clock's ticking because we got 49 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to be a quick episode. It's going to be funny really fast.
Okay. Show.
So yeah, that was that. Can I throw a quick question?
Quick question.
All right.
Not quick enough.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't remember his name. Right offhand. I know the question I want to ask the Jello guy. About the puddings.
Bill Cosby.
That guy.
There you go.
Do you think he got prison tats while he was there?
Prison tats? Oh, prison tats.
Yeah, tats.
I think it's a tax.
Tattoos.
I'm like, I guess he probably taxed him.
You
sure
think he was just like, I don't know about that with the buzzing and the zipping and the pulls and the pins? I would love if he came out of jail. I fucking love when you really laugh. When you really laugh. Because you give me so much, like, just laugh. Like
that was a well-crafted joke, man. I would love
that he has the scales of justice on his back, but they're heavily tilted towards darker shoulder, you know? And with the buzzes and the zips and the pins and the pokes.
That's a good joke, man. Do you hold on to that one. That was
thanks,
funny.
Man. Somebody tweet it back to me because I'm not going to remember. Do you realize that Bill Cosby being released from jail was a big win for whites?
He got out?
Yes.
What?
A month ago.
Is
two
he dead?
Months ago. No. I told you. I opened the show with, here I am hanging out with you and fucking Bill Cosby's at home. Remember I had started the show with that?
I don't remember.
Oh, it might be one of our lost episodes.
Okay.
We like scrapped two episodes this summer. But yeah, he got released.
Wow.
Turns out the DA fucked him. He admitted to the rape in a civil case.
How you
case.
Like that, Bill?
Yeah. He admitted to the rape. Admit to the rapes with the butts and the cheeks. In a civil case that he was promised would not be able to be used against him in a criminal case.
Oh,
and then they used
no.
it against him in a criminal case. So when that all finally came afloat, the judge was like, hey, that's illegal. He's released.
Fucking
technicality. But that was like 2 months ago. I didn't know you didn't know.
Did he still carry the conviction, though?
Oh, shit. We just talked about this.
Did he still carry the conviction?
No. Everything vacant. Like, it was illegal.
Like,
he was
like
illegally
placed.
It
never happened.
Exactly.
Except in the court of public opinion.
Or in those girls' vaginas.
Oh, that's also very true.
But so you know that's a win for whites, right?
What?
Listen, I'm going to start with offense and then I'll pull you back in because now white people are going to be able to go like, look, a black dude can manipulate the system too. See? And then they're going to think it's some level playing field, like there's not racism in the system.
If Bill Cosby got out, the system's not that bad.
Look, you had Barack Obama, probably the best speaker of our generation, become president, and they're going to use that as a unanimous, any black guy could be president. No, you have to be Barack Obama to be black and president.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Bill Cosby, the highest paid comic up until like Seinfeld, I think, fucking generational phenom. Like, well, he got out of prison. Why can't regular black people get out of prison? Shut the fuck up. You're using extreme examples.
Yeah.
But any white will just be able to go, any white. I like that now. Any white. Listen here, you fucking. Do you know my nickname for white people is white people? Is YPIPO. And I like publicly post that and they don't know what I'm talking about. I'm like, white people be.
They'll catch up.
Yeah.
But in the spirit of Norm MacDonald, we're going to go ahead and cover a story that we feel is not necessarily funny because it's not funny to us. It's not funny to anybody.
Challenge accepted.
But it is a differing opinion perspective.
Yes.
So I guess it's kind of a disclaimer.
I know where we're going.
But I wanted to throw that out there because it's people are automatically drawn to one side of the story.
Yeah.
But then the other side is like,
well, let's preface it with this.
Context.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible
all around.
And whoever's responsible should be dealt with appropriately. And nobody likes what happened. With that being said,
yes.
Game on.
All right. You know more about it than I do.
Okay.
Gabby, what's her name? Gabby
Potato?
Potato.
P-I-T-E-T-T-O, I think.
P-E-T-I-T-O.
Oh, I just got my vowels mixed up.
Gabby Petito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gabby started Petito. With an S. Sure. Sam Swarmy Swanson.
Samsonite.
I was way off.
Okay.
All right.
Gabby.
So.
You know more about than I do. So
all right.
She was.
What I know is that her and her boyfriend were YouTubers. And they did like this whole van life movement where they just basically went out and camped and live on in this Ford Transit. And they had already broke. They were engaged.
Yeah.
Then they broke up. Then they decided to do this trip. And he was actually living with her. I don't know, like in the same room or not, but at her parents' house leading up to this trip.
Sure.
In Florida.
Okay.
They go do this trip. The police get called because someone witnesses domestic violence.
Mm.
Police show up, stop them. And I did, I'm not into like watching police cam videos, but I think it was like 2 a.m. and I heard, saved you. And I heard something about this and I wanted an angle on it because it's a hot topic.
Yep. And it's good.
I don't know if you know, we got a show.
Judges?
So I watched the body cam footage of the police detaining them.
Right.
But they didn't get arrested or anything. And in it, it immediately starts with he's all scraped up, cut, and bloody. And she is
Wait, so he looked fucked up.
Yeah, he was definitely the one that got hit.
Oh, so in this exchange of domestic violence, the guy was the guy that got fucked up.
Yes, in this one.
Got it.
Which is also, I'm starting to think, most cases. But anyways, not important.
Yep. I digress.
Actually, kind of is important.
But I digress.
Sorry. Yes. But then the cop starts talking to her. And I mean, a solid 17 seconds into it, bro, I'm like, I get it. I get it. I fucking get it, dude.
Okay.
She says all the key words. She's like, I don't know. It's just my vibes were off today. And it's like.
No, she did not say
that. Yeah, she did, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like crying. My vibes. And it's just like totes. I work at like a health coffee place. Like she's like being this standard 20-year-old woke white girl.
She's your standard Coachella visitor.
Yes, but that is allowed to hit her man, right? Because that's the society we live in now, right?
I guess.
Right?
Sure.
Thank God someone called the cops. But that was what was funny to me about it. Because the minute she starts speaking, I go, oh, okay, I can see. Okay. I can see.
I can see where there's some friction here.
You know what I mean? I can see where I just like, you know, I don't know. Maybe got a little carried away. Maybe just meant to hit her once. I don't know. But here's the thing. The story gets crazy. Mm-hmm. So he goes, oh, so that day, it's an hour-long footage.
Okay.
And the cops is just like, literally it ends with him telling her, I'm not going to take you to jail today. I should, but I'm not.
Telling the guy?
No,
her. Telling her.
Her.
Okay.
She goes, he agreed to stay in a hotel. You're going to stay in your van, and you guys can catch up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you guys are not leaving here together today.
Yeah.
Right? Which you think is kind of a wholesome thing for a cop to do. Except for the fact that if he arrested her for domestic violence, she'd probably be alive right now.
It would seem so.
Right? Because she ended up dying that next day.
So I guess the question is, when they did reconvene, who agitated? Who
well, here's the thing. You're assuming he killed her.
Yes, I think the whole world is assuming that he killed her.
I don't think that's fair. So they were at a bar. Two other people that left that bar also died that night, were murdered.
Mm.
And in this area where they were murdered, it turns out like thousands of people, not thousands, but like 1,000 people last year died there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like this, there already existed this serial killer theory in this area.
Okay.
And you know, that's tin hat full, or maybe not. I don't know. I didn't really jump into it because when conspiracy theories get far-fetched, I'm just tuned out.
I'm out.
But there's some that have been right.
Once 5G got involved,
I oh my out. God, yeah, dude. If you're, look, if it has something to do with the vaccine, I'm not hearing it. No, but anyways, two other people that left that same place that they were at also ended up dead that night.
Really?
Correct. And
interesting.
So here's the thing. He drives home at some point, like,
he freaked out.
He goes home, and his home is her parents' house. Mm. So he's there for a couple days. She never shows up, and he kind of packs his shit and disappears.
Yep.
But he did go there for a couple days.
Right.
Then her body's found, and the cops go, hey, we want to talk to you again, because he had been talking to him the whole time. Yep. Sorry, my nose tickles. And he'd been talking to him the whole time. All of a sudden, her body's found. He disappears.
Yeah.
But does that sound like the behavior of someone who killed someone's daughter?
I was going to say no up until the point you said he disappeared.
Well, here's the thing. I think he didn't know the other two people were murdered.
Guilty people don't run, Craig.
No, they do. I was actually just having this conversation with someone today. He's a 20-year-old boy. Or
wait,
man.
Wait, innocent people. I meant innocent people. Innocent people don't run, Craig. I was like, wait a minute. That came out wrong.
So guilty here's the
people
thing.
Do run.
He, perspective is everything. Did you ever quit a job in a shitty manner in your young age? Walk out and never come back?
Yeah, and I'm banned for life, allegedly, from this company.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have that regret, right? But you were immature.
Absolutely.
You were immature, and you handled it wrong.
Yes, I did.
So I think that's what he's doing. I think in his head, the world's perception is, fuck, they think I killed her. I better run.
That's a fair assessment.
And also, prisons are full of innocent people.
That is also very true.
So if, pretend he didn't murder her. Pretend she got murdered on her own accord.
You know, you're completely correct in the assessment that to have doubt on the system. So my pretext of like, innocent people don't run. You do when the system is not trustworthy. You know, how many conversations have we had about the system not being trustworthy?
Or when you're immature.
You're immature.
So, yeah. And if those two things coupled, yeah, dude, if it looks like to everybody that I might have killed this bitch.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I might not be so apt to be found.
That is also, that's fair. Playing devil's advocate, I will say that is a fair assessment.
I mean, and I'll also be playing devil's advocate because I think he fucking killed the bitch. And also, after watching that body cam footage,
let me say,
I'm not saying he's right, but I understand. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
So yeah, I watched an hour and a half of this bitch talk about how her vibes were off and that she didn't know it wasn't okay to fucking not hit people. And I don't even want to fucking make it about me, you know, but
yeah.
I kind of get it. I'm like, yeah, you know,
I think what you've presented with your perspective is
you should hire me as a lawyer
is a level of definitely worthy of a defense lawyer.
Dude. All right. Look,
But it's just a fair assessment of context.
Yes.
I think when you look at headlines and mainstream media, they want to evoke an emotion and put you in a particular position to already make your decision, because then you're playing sides and that side will sell.
Well, and
the
then
news.
Also, there's no way it's going to be a fair jury. Everybody knows about the story now. We just put it on our show.
That's also true.
We got millions of listeners.
Unless they hire you as a defense lawyer.
You want to go tinfoil hat?
Are we not? Is 5G coming?
Yeah. So here's the thing, dude. You know when I got the vaccine, I grew a tinfoil hat? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so the fact that two other people were murdered didn't come out till after her body was found. I'm thinking if he's innocent, he ran, and nobody's really publishing that. You kind of have to like really look into the story to find out that three people died that night in that area.
Mm-hmm. From that bar.
Yeah, they're from the literal bar that they were at.
Yeah.
In Wyoming, how many people are in a bar? Seven?
Isn't there like a new ABC primetime series about this? Like
pedophiles? Pedophiles?
No, not pedophiles. Oh. Like a serial killer type vibes.
I don't know.
Like in the middle of nowhere up in like Wyoming,
like a TV show or like a documentary?
No, it was actually like a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, a scripted TV show.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Based upon this exact thing, that it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. No one knows anything. And
well, and we all know no idea is really that original. So, yeah, you know, maybe they. So here's the thing.
Good for them.
If he had known that two other people were murdered and he didn't do it, he might be more apt to talk to police.
That's true.
But because he thinks, he thinks what we all think. It looks like he fucking killed her.
Yeah.
He's fucking fleeing the scene. So here's the thing. My thought was, if the cops withheld the information that two other people died, it was to hurt him.
Yep.
Now, if two other people didn't die and they released that story, is that to bait him into like going, yeah, dude, I'm here. I'm over here and I didn't fucking kill her. It's probably the same guy who killed those two people. Yep. And they go, joke's on you, asshole. Two people didn't die. And he goes, actually, I killed two other people. You haven't found their bodies. You know what I mean?
I don't know if the authorities will put that much into it.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to say people died when the cops could do whatever they want?
Cops could do whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Except using
your nose tickles now too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Except using like a civil suit in a criminal case, right? For Bill Cosby.
In a what? Critical case?
Yeah, words, bro.
Yeah.
Words.
Who gives a shit?
Any fucking way.
Did I already do my Bill Cosby bit?
Yeah. Sorry about it. Sorry about the whole situation.
With the pokes.
It's really bad. So again,
it is.
We're not making light of the situation. You make that very clear. We can have laughs while discussing this, but the issue and the concerns at hand are of the most serious concern.
I did want to talk about the NFL's back around.
Much respect to everyone who's been affected.
Yes, absolutely. The NFL's back around.
Really?
Yeah, it's football season.
I have yet to see a single fucking game.
There's been some great... This season has already started upside down.
Raiders!
That shout to Pops, huh?
Yeah, I get flack every time. Raider fam, what do you fucking want me to do?
Here's what I want to talk about. The opening moment for the very first game. Mm-hmm. So they no longer broadcast the
National Anthem?
The what? Yeah, National Anthem.
Yeah.
But they did the Black National Anthem for this opening moment at this game.
The Black National Anthem?
Yeah, there's a Black National Anthem. You never heard it?
I'm afraid to ask what it is.
No, there's a real Black National Anthem.
Oh, okay.
That it's like, it's a Black National, you can Google it.
I'm about to.
And by the way, if you don't know the lyrics to our National Anthem, the actual National Anthem, you know what we hear is only the revised shortened version, right?
Yeah, there's a missing verse. It's very racist.
Exactly. So this is kind of a... Not an answer to that, but say antithesis. But here's the thing. So they decided they're not going to broadcast the National Anthem. They did decide to broadcast this Black National Anthem to open the first game. Only once, not any other games.
I see the headline here. Black National Anthem makes its debut at the NFL.
I love that I live a life where nobody knows if I'm telling the truth or fucking around.
I've never heard of the Black National Anthem.
I lived down south for a couple years.
It started as a song to celebrate the president who emancipated America's slaves. Its writers thought little about it afterwards, but it took on a life of its own. The song is called Lift Every Voice and Sing, a ballad widely known today as the U.S. Black National Anthem.
Correct. So they did this to celebrate Black Lives Matter.
I get it.
Not the movement, but that Black Lives actually matter.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Here's the thing. This is also what they did.
Yep.
The NFL is a predominantly Black sport.
Yes.
Okay.
Judges?
They added an extra game.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Most people play the NFL leave in terrible condition.
Yes.
Okay, so they go, hey, dude, your life matters, but we need you to play week 18 and break your body and break your soul and get some CTE. If Black Lives Matter, you should have made that season one game less.
Yeah.
I just thought the hypocrisy in that was astounding, and nobody saw it except me in the room that I was in.
Would you expect anything less other than hypocrisy from the NFL?
I mean,
are you just fuckery in general?
Yeah, no, fuckery. I would call it fuckery because they're consistent when it comes to money.
Anything in the pursuit of money that includes dishonesty and disingenuine attitude.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put that as under fuckery.
Well, here's the thing. So, like,
absolute fuckery.
Our new favorite punchline, O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
His records got beat because, well, they didn't get beat for a long time. He played NFL fans are gonna hate us. I think he played like a 15 game season.
Sure.
And then a couple years after like 10 years after he retired, they went to like a 17 game season. And his record still kind of held up, even though these motherfuckers got two more games to try to beat his records. And then eventually someone did break the records.
Yeah.
But now there's an 18-game season. So now the game is one further more.
Yeah.
And what are you doing to our black... How about this? No black athletes have to perform in that last game.
Black Lives Matter. They're just going to cancel the games, I think.
No, this is going to be boring as fuck.
Yeah. Some fans have questioned whether the NFL will inspire any real change towards social justice, accusing the league of putting forward an empty gesture. I think this goes back to what you talked about, you know, value signaling.
Yes. Oh, virtue.
Virtue signaling. Yeah, virtue signaling, where it's just an empty gesture. We're just like, oh, yeah, we agree with it, or, you know.
Yeah.
We're wearing pink for breast cancer in October.
Did you know?
One of the biggest
college football programs in this country is Alabama.
Roll Tide.
All right. Exactly. You know it.
Yeah.
And you watch zero college football.
I have known jack shit.
And you knew their punchline.
I did.
All right.
That's great marketing.
There was this coach. I can't remember his name. But he was the first person to desegregate Alabama football, not football.
Isn't this Remember the Titans with Denzel?
No.
Okay.
That was the 50s.
Sure.
This guy, take a wild guess as to when Alabama allowed black people to be on their football team.
Probably in the 60s.
It was the late 70s.
Oh, wow.
And this coach is celebrated.
Wow.
But you know why it happened?
Why?
Because they played some mediocre school with black kids and got their ass whooped. And he was just like, you know, I think it's about time. Maybe we get a couple coloreds on the line. Like,
awful.
How fucking terrible is it? Like, almost in our lifespan.
Yeah.
You're getting up there. You're about to be 36.
Gotta remind me.
Almost within our lifespan, there was still a successful college team. Well, diffusing success.
Yes.
That was whites only.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
I think a lot of things, when you, again, context matters, when you provide context for a lot of fucked up situations, it's pretty fucked up, man.
Yeah.
It should not feel as real as it should.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching this like documentary on this coach who like broke down the barrier, and I was just like, you know, the footage doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like when the guy who shot JFK got shot.
That's pretty good quality of video, man.
It looks like I'm watching MASH. You know, like, it's definitely a square. It's not a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, and then when the year was revealed, I was just like, my balls were blown off, dog.
Why?
I couldn't believe
it takes so fucking long. Yeah, I don't fucking understand.
But
well, we're on a tight schedule, so we're gonna move on to the next topic.
All right.
So this is the thing I wanted to talk about.
Let's talk about it.
So as we escalate from a more,
oh shit,
personal one-on-one issue with the Gabby concerns.
Okay.
And now we've gone to a organizational observation with the NFL. Now we're going to switch over to the national stage.
And
it's like, oh, fuck. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
This country?
Yeah, this country. So, not sure if you knew, but there was a presidential election last year. And the incumbent president lost. So he was on his way out. So
between, you're talking about old boy Donnie.
Yeah, my boy Donnie.
Oh, Donnie.
He he lost the election November 7th, whatever the fuck it was. A few days
after. But what about the Civil War that followed in January?
So from November up until January 20th, he's what they call a lame duck president.
Okay.
Where he's still president,
but
the clock's ticking. You're about to get the fuck out of here.
Isn't that when he freed Lil Wayne and Kodak Black?
Yep. So during that time, there was a lot of concern about what this president would fucking do, knowing that he's about to lose like the grandeur spotlight, the national stage, and all that attention that comes with it. So a lot of government officials were kind of concerned a little bit. So reading from this article that I found, in the aftermath of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, you know, the white party, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, then former President Donald Trump's top military advisor, took precautions to limit Trump's ability to launch a military strike or deploy nuclear weapons. Because the only person that can give the go
is
the fucking president.
Al Presidente.
If I'm going to send a nuclear weapon, only the president can say yes.
Yes.
Now, there's a couple of like steps between the guy who actually hits the fucking button.
Yeah.
That can say, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but then we hang him.
Yeah. But the ultimate go guy, the president. So
I don't know if it's true, but I heard the buttons are across the room, so no one person can press them both.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I just feel like it should be way more detailed than that, because if I would show up with two sticks...
I got a broom!
I'm going to hit the fucking buttons.
So in a situation outlined in a recent book that captured this information... the general that was just referred to, he had a secret meeting of senior military officials at the Pentagon to review what was going on with the fucking nukes.
Okay.
And what he did was he placed a number of secret phone calls to China.
Okay.
And said, hey, China.
Kick back. Please don't tweet this week.
Don't do anything crazy, because we're not doing anything crazy. We're watching the president. We're not going to nuke you. Don't nuke us. Let's just keep talking. He doesn't have to know about this. Shh, it's our little secret.
I wish it was that easy. You think you think that's real?
Yeah. So so I believe it's totally real.
Okay.
And I am on the fence both ways.
Uh-huh.
So I get it where like, okay,
you're bifensual.
Bifensual.
I just made that up right now.
Very nice. where you have the president who's like completely fucking ass shit crazy, who may do some stupid shit and be like, fuck everybody. I'm just going to nuke people because I'm going to throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. So we have someone who's like of sane mind saying, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to the country that's kind of worried about us doing that and say, hey, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
But on the other side of the fence of me being bifensual, you have absolute insubordination of going behind the back of the guy in charge.
I don't mind insubordination.
Okay.
If it's healthy and it's the right thing, I don't mind that. Here's what I don't like. Mm. Non-elected officials.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like this general?
Yeah. Like, look, if we publicly elected a fucking idiot, we wanted some idiocy.
Yeah.
So I don't mind the insubordination. I don't mind that, you know, but also when you elect a president, he picks the cabinet and that's part of his cabinet.
Yep.
So technically the guy is, you know, if you go like layer to layer, elected.
Sure.
But we didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
He did the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. I still don't think.
So you're also bifensual.
I'm bifensual as fuck, bro. 2021. I'm actually fence liquid or fence fluid.
Fluid.
Yeah, thanks.
Fence fluid.
Nice. Fuck, I had a thought, but I lost. So no. I want like more elected officials than unelected. But here's the thing. I don't buy into this. Okay, Trump's a lot of things. I don't think stupid is one of them. I know he got a healthy start. I know he got like a backing. I know he tricked the system. I know the bankers, all that. But I don't think he's stupid.
Right.
I think he's way more calculated than people credit him for. Mm. And I think we saw that in the debates. I think we saw that when he ran against Hillary.
I'll give you a little bit of that.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. I always said that, look, dude, if you were a real estate fucking mogul in the 70s and 80s, you were probably a gangster because the mob ran everything.
Yeah.
So for him to make these... I don't know. We said billions. Maybe it's not billions. I don't know what the fuck it was. But obviously he's well off.
Yeah. Made some money.
I mean, he was a public... Rappers rapped about being friends with him before he became president.
That's true.
You know, he was
He was in Home Alone, too.
He was in Home Alone. So, like, I mean, he had this presence, and he couldn't get there by being stupid, in my head.
At the very least, even if he didn't do it honestly, he was able to finesse the system.
Yes.
You got to give him that credit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give him that credit that he did finesse.
I just think he's far more calculated than people, especially my liberal friends, give him credit for. I'm not singling you out. I'm just saying in general.
How dare
because
you?
Because I said I'm not. Oh, you want me to single you out? My bad. And I just don't think you get to that level like by, oh, well, fuck. George Bush is a terrible example. I don't know, man. I think I watched it happen the whole time. I just felt like he was far more fucking calculated than anybody give him credit for.
I mean, I get.
And how I relate that to this conversation is that I don't think that he was going to throw the fucking shit fit that we all thought he would.
Yeah, that's
not that was an impossibility.
I think it was a possibility.
Absolutely was.
But here's the other thing. Any other rational person, it would not be a possibility.
Yes, you're right.
You know, Obama, you know, if he got some shit, you're like, well, fuck, Obama's probably going to send the nukes now.
Yeah. Well,
here's the thing. That would never run through the back of your head.
You know why that never ran through our head? Because in our life, we've mostly only had two-term presidents where they knew they were leaving.
Yeah.
So to have a one-term president as an adult for the first time in our adult life.
That's true.
We're like, well, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
You know? And let me ask you something. He is bidding to run again, right?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Do you think he has a chance? They can't run fucking Old Man Joe the second time, can they?
Well, I don't know. It depends. When Old Man Joe, when he said he was running, he said he was going to be a one-term president.
Okay.
So.
And they can't run Kamala. I don't know if I've seen polls lately that say she's the most hated VP.
That's why she took the job.
In American history. To be one-term? Or to get this?
She took the VP job so she could be.
The big
next
P.
in line to be the big P.
The big black P.
Big P.
The BPBBP.
But as far as Trump having a chance in hell, I don't think so. I think...
I'm telling you not. He always has a chance.
You know what? You're right.
He's got a puncher's chance. Any given Sunday.
You're right. I'll give you that because, you know, I said he didn't have a fucking chance in hell the first time, and he fucking won.
Blew your balls off.
And, you know, Grover Cleveland, he did that exact same thing. He became president.
I thought Grover Cleveland was a blue thing from Sesame Street.
No, that's Grover.
Oh.
Yep. Grover Cleveland was a president. He became president, and then he served one term, got replaced by some other guy, and came back and won again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's happened two or three instances.
I think he was the only guy.
I'm pretty sure it happened because there's a reason why our 45th president or 46th doesn't add up to the amount of years we have.
I think that's just because of the terms.
No.
We'll do the math.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But for the sake of
argument. But it has happened.
It has happened. Yeah. Yes. And with Trump, you're right. I would not count him out. But.
Here's the shitty thing.
What?
What do Republicans do with that next time?
I don't know. That's a great question.
They didn't
know
what to do with it the first time.
That's also very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, none of us did.
Yeah.
The fucking dude just set his mind to it.
And you know what? And here's the thing. If everyone's like, if everybody really hates Kamala and then Trump runs, it'll be like Clinton and Trump again.
Yeah.
It's like, we really don't want you. So like, yes, we'll go with that guy.
And then here's the thing. All the things that they want about still exist. Like the border's a fucking wreck right now.
Yeah.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not ideal.
Yeah. And it sucks because Biden's more kind-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, no, we're going to take care of that in a better way than he did. So then a billion people across the world, not a billion, I'm taking it, but they go,
a lot.
Oh, friendly.
Yeah.
And then they flock here, and then Kamala goes to your country and goes, stop coming! I'm supposed to be president!
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that. And then here, how about COVID?
Mm.
This Delta variant is obviously way more intense than the original COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Bar none. Like, that's not even a fucking discussion.
Oh, yeah.
And then so now he's got to deal with that. And the economy, everybody is like, hey, dude, you already shut us down. We're going full steam ahead with the worst fucking pandemic. Like, he's got way worse cards to fucking work with.
Yeah.
But because a lot of the shit was like fresh.
Yeah.
We didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
So I think that like the odds are insanely stacked against him. The only thing that could tank Trump right now to me is the Republican Party.
Interesting.
How much time we got?
18 minutes.
How do you feel about AOC wearing the Tax the Rich dress to the Met Gala? Did you see that?
I did. And then I saw the hypocritical revelation of
the
that
person who designed the dress.
It did not pay their taxes.
I wasn't going to bring that up. Yeah. I just wanted her about the dress. Like, you're going to the Met Gala.
Yep.
Which is a $30,000 entrance fee.
Yep.
And you're going to wear a shirt. Maybe she wore a shirt.
She wore a dress.
By the way, AOC haters, shut the fuck up. Valedictorian, beautiful, and out doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
But whether or not you agree with her beliefs, she's out there enforcing her beliefs while you're sitting at home being a fucking couch chair communist, you know, whatever the fuck you are. I think she's mesmerized by her.
Yeah, I think she's definitely a phenom.
Some of her ideals, I think, are a little bit off. But sure. I actually, it wouldn't bother me. Well, it might bother me, depending on how she grows, if she was the first woman president.
That's a fair assessment.
I think it'd be fitting.
I think that's fair.
I would actually vote against Kamala in hopes that I got to vote for AOC one day.
Yeah.
And I say that not really aligning with what AOC has done in New York.
Sure.
I don't like the way she handled Amazon.
I did.
You did?
I liked it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? In retrospect, now knowing how Amazon... I didn't know how Amazon treated their workers when that happened.
She did.
That's what I do now.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of like... But also, that was... You know, there's a lot. That's a whole... That's a whole other episode. But
AOC is a whole episode. That's true.
I was just talking about the Amazon thing.
Yeah.
But the Met Gala, tax the rich, somebody... Obviously paid $35,000 for her.
It is a common practice because the Met Gala occurs in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It is common practice for elected officials to be invited.
Yes.
So it for her attending was not a newsworthy thing because previous.
But she made it newsworthy.
Because she's AOC.
Well, here's the thing. She tweeted before you haters say anything.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I'm going to be at the Met Gala.
Yep.
Not knowing that the girl who dressed her.
And that's a fair mistake.
Yeah.
That's a fair mistake.
How the fuck? I don't know your tax situation.
The level of expectation to Jesus righteousness they hold her to.
I like that.
Is ridiculous.
Not just her. Anybody in the public
eye. Anybody in the public eye. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, so, I'm supposed to know her fucking tax status?
Yeah. I'm supposed to interview everybody's fucking criminal background and history. And, hey, did you kick a puppy one time?
And you know why she didn't? Because she was fucking busy. You know who did? Somebody who sits at home all goddamn day researching people on their fucking computer.
Yeah. So I say it was an honest mistake. I think she has to answer for it. Now that it's been brought to her attention.
You think she has to like dress up in SWAT and arrest that girl?
Maybe.
Should she be part of the
very
bust?
Least,
I would vote for her if like she took off the helmet and like let her hair down.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I think she should answer for it. But I mean, as far as wearing the dress, I think it was appropriate that, you know, she's outspoken.
Yeah.
She's an outspoken politician.
Uh-huh.
She has a position in the same way that one musician where she wore a Build the Wall dress to the Grammys.
Oh.
Same thing.
I remember a boxer who did. But he got knocked out, so it's kind of whack.
Well, she lost the Grammy. She didn't win.
Oh, okay.
So the ability to use your platform as you see fit, go right a fucking head. Same way like Nicki Minaj. So she made that tweet where she talked about the vaccine and some guy became fucking sterile and then his balls grew like grapefruits or some shit like that. This is your platform.
Yeah.
No one told you you're being hired based on the content of your character and how you influence your fans.
And I think for us, that started with Eminem, right? Like in our adult...
In our generation. Yeah, our generation.
Eminem was like the first one to be like, I didn't ask to be your fucking moral compass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that same way. But here's the thing. If you are going to take a position, you have to be able to defend it. You have to be able to answer for it. If you're going to throw that smoke out into the world, you got to be able to dish it back.
Yeah.
So same way like with Michael Jordan, Taylor Swift, for the longest time.
Joe Rogan.
They were not political. They stayed the fuck out of it. They were like, hey, Republicans buy Jordan
Taylor
shoes.
Swift. Is that the girl I call Ted Swiller?
Yes.
All right.
So she for a long time did not get into politics because she had fans on both sides, especially with the country artist.
She was bifensual.
She was very bifensual.
That's the name of this episode.
Being bifensual. and being conscientious of not to offend people and finally entering the social conversation, you have to answer for that shit. So if AOC is going to wear an Eat the Rich dress, by all means, go right ahead.
Yeah.
That's your perspective. It's your platform. Do what you want to do with it. I mean, Nicki Minaj, if you want to tweet some shit, go right the fuck ahead.
Yeah.
But be ready for that smoke when the rest of the world comes back and says, the fuck are you talking
That's
about?
That's fine, though. But... Didn't she get her account suspended or banned?
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought that's what was happening with it.
I don't know.
Like, so Donald Trump can't have an account on Twitter, right?
No, he got banned.
Yeah. Yep. But the Taliban does.
They do?
Yeah.
What the fuck do they even tweet about?
I don't know, local hangings or something?
Nicki Minaj Twitter.
Sorry, guys.
What is she doing these days? Still tweeting some bullshit?
Yeah.
Go ahead. But I'm
Oh, but what I'm saying is like, it's got to be, it's obviously when it comes to social media leaning a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it should stay fair. You're going to hate me, I'm going to piss again.
Okay.
But just keep going.
10 minutes.
10 minutes? All right. Yep, you know what?
I don't think so. Nope. No, you know what?
maybe do have a you know what or two.
So as I'm reviewing Nicki Minaj's Twitter, I see that she provided an update. It's apparently it's taken on a hashtag Ballgate. So hashtag Ballgate, hashtag Ballgate day three. The White House has invited me, Nicki Minaj, and I think it's a step in the right direction. Yes, I'm going.
Oh.
So she's going to go and she's going to have the conversation because the White House reached out to her and said, hey, let's have a conversation about the vaccine.
But where the fuck is our country headed when Nicki Minaj could tweet something and the White House goes, let's straighten this out?
Because the White House recognizes that she had more impact with talking about the vaccine
than
the government has these past 3 months talking about getting people to get the
vaccine.
But who's
going to tell her to not tell the truth about when she talked to Joe Biden?
I don't know.
So, you know, when she comes out, she's going to be like, yeah, he was spaced the fuck out. I'm pretty sure he had an aneurysm.
I think that someone like Nicki Minaj, who's very outspoken, would say some shit like that. Because when you're that level of famous, who the fuck you have to answer to?
Well, but I mean, we both agree on this. Kamala could fuck Nicki up. Hey, pretty man, sure. Is that the baby boy?
That is the Milo.
Oh, what's up, Milo? All right.
Yeah, he's knocking down the door.
We got 10 minutes, but let's end this in two. You know what?
What?
I just thought about something while I was taking a piss.
What's that?
Knowing that I'm a patient at City of Hope,
yep,
and then having to piss every 5 minutes,
yep.
I just want to clear the conspiracy theorist right now. I don't have cancer to prick.
Oh, good, good.
No cancer to prick.
No cancer to prick.
No cancer of the prick.
No cancer of the prick.
But yeah, my prick. I pee a lot because I drink a lot. It's not because I have cancer of the prick.
Oh, okay.
Because I just think someone's going to go, oh my God, he's been pissing every 10 minutes for my whole life. For the past 4 years, I've been listening to the podcast.
Unless you listen and there's no gaps because I have wonderful editing.
Yeah. Oh, are we not leaving him in anymore?
Well, sometimes I leave him in. Sometimes I'm lazy.
I mean, my favorite thing is when you go, I'll edit that out, and then I listen to the episode. And <I don't>. I'm laughing so hard during that time.
You're welcome.
You got another you know what?
I have no you
all
know
what. All right, I got another one.
Yep.
You know what? You know what?
What?
They're remaking Hellraiser.
Oh, you got the pin face?
Pinhead.
Pinhead.
But they're making her a chick.
Oh, Pinhead's going to be a girl.
I'm sorry. You get no respect.
Why?
Because she's probably going to be hot.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, huh? The gatekeeper of hell, hot as fuck, probably big tits.
Makes sense.
I'm not afraid. You can visit me anytime you want.
Prick me up.
Yeah, come on, Skeezer Weezer, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
You know what?
What?
This whole time I thought cocaine fought off COVID.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you the truth.
What happened?
De La Hoya got COVID.
Oh, that didn't work out.
Turns out, probably still cocaine doesn't fight COVID.
Sorry, De La Hoya.
You know what?
What?
You think Bill Cosby got prison tattoos? With the punches and the pokes and the pricks and the zips.
As always, we want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget there's power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name is Imagine, and that's the Main Man Motion, and we'll see y'all next time on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, Theo. With the pokes and the pricks and the zips and the zags.
We'll be right back.